I cannot tell you how excited I am to have you be a part of the Art of Practice. Now, this is a little bit of a different course because we're not focusing on the technical side of things, we're focusing on the strategy side of things. But you knew that when you signed up, right? So I wanted to take a second, welcome you, and then I want to just give you a little bit of information about how this is going to work, why the course is built that way, and just kind of get those details out of the way. Now, first of all, how it works. Well, these are going to be leaked out one module every week for 5 weeks. Now, why do I do it that way? Well, I have a reason. The reason is because I don't want you to try to consume all of this information in 3 days, because you will not soak it up. What I want you to do is take your time. I want you to take at least 1 week per module and really think about the material we talk about and really start to put that into place in your practice time. Now you're like, Stephen, what if I can't stay caught up? What if I get behind? What if I can't take this course for another 2 months? That's totally fine. There's no problem with that. I just leak it out to slow some of you up, because some of you would ingest the whole thing in 3 days and then we would lose some of the point of this whole thing. All right, so whether you take 1 month per module or whether you take 1 week, that's okay. If you don't stay caught up while we're releasing it, that's okay too. You have lifetime access to this, so there's no rush. I leak it out in the way that I do, though, so that you can consume it at a slower pace and you can really take the time to think about the things we're talking about. That's what I want you to do. It doesn't do any good to teach this stuff if you don't put it into your practice time. Now, why did I make this course? You've heard me talk about it before, but I made this course after, I mean, I cannot tell you, email after email, after phone call, after message conversation with students online and off that were having problems with their practice time. This went further than just with students. This also went into the professional field, and I started talking to professionals, my peers that are playing out on the road, the students they're having. I started talking to other private instructors. I started talking to college professors, university professors, deans of universities. I find myself spending late nights talking about this thing of practice because it's changed. Things have changed over the years. Not what works. What works has stayed the same. It's just all of the new technology we've introduced have really kind of confounded the issue of how we get things accomplished. That's why I've made this course, because you guys needed it. You asked for it. It was the thing that I got the biggest response about whenever I taught, whether it be drums or just general music. It was the biggest thing that I got questions about. And so this, I promise you, if you will plug in and you will put this stuff into place into your practice time and in your life, it is going, you know, like you're going to see changes. That's why I get so excited about it. You're going to see changes like you had never thought possible, okay? The biggest thing I want to get across to you, this will affect your practice time. And what I get so excited about is it has so much effect on the rest of your life. You heard me kind of mention it in the free series, and that's the practice ripple effect. It's not like this thing that Stephen thought up, it would be cool. No, it's a serious thing. This is gonna start to show you areas in your life where things may be out of balance. It's gonna show you areas in life that you can improve upon. It can show you areas in life that where you need to actually draw some boundaries, okay? And we're gonna do that through the vehicle of practice and organizing our practice time. I get emails weekly of people telling me, man, I took these strategies and I applied them in my practice time. I applied them in my work. I applied them in my private study time with, you know, university. I applied them in my family. Like, this is a big deal, and we're gonna tackle this big deal of life through the topic of practice, okay? We're gonna be discussing so much, and I don't want you to miss out on any of it. Now, some of it you'll notice are short videos, some of it are longer videos. You may get to a module and you're like, oh man, there's like 17 videos. Some of those are gonna be 3 or 4 minutes long. The reason I did that is because some of you take a break at work and you want to just consume one. Maybe you have 15 minutes, you say, you know what, I'm gonna watch this, I'm gonna take some notes, and I'm gonna think about this, because that's really what I want you to do. I don't want you to just watch them, bam, 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 bam. I want you to watch one, and I want you to think about it. And I really want you to think about, how does that apply to my practice time? How does that apply to my life? How does that apply to all of these different things? I want you to take the time to think about it and actually put this into place in your practice time and in your life. Now, the other thing I wanted to draw attention to early on was the bonuses. Some of you are like, yeah, I know, I signed up for the level that gets the bonuses. That's great, there's tons of those. Also, those of you that didn't know, you're gonna be getting some bonuses too. Why am I giving you bonus stuff? Because I just like over-delivering. I just like giving you way more than you thought you signed up for. So with every module, there's also gonna be some bonus content. You're gonna be getting, some of them will have one or two videos, some of them have three. It just depends. You're gonna be getting reading resources, all kinds of bonuses that you did not know you were gonna get. So in module one, the bonus is all about communicating your practice time with your family, your spouse, or your loved ones. That could be people you live with, that could be your roommates, that could be your dog. Maybe you and your dog like need to have a talk. It can go for all different levels, but it's gonna be the art of communicating with them. You're like, Steven, come on. No, seriously, I cannot tell you the number of texts and phone calls and emails I've gotten from people whose spouses did not understand the time they want to commit to this. Their family didn't understand. Their children felt slighted. They felt whatever it may be. But I've had to deal with it in my own life with Kelly. That's my wife. You'll hear me refer to my family a lot. who would have thought? They're a really big part of my life. And so I have to have that practice and life balance. But the cool thing is you're going to find, and they'll find, after you kind of explain this to them and they begin to see how this all plays together, they'll see the benefits of you having a healthy practice time, and you will too. So first of all, let's do a brief walkthrough. We're gonna have module one, and that's gonna be on scheduling, and we're gonna tackle some bigger topics as well. With each module, I'm gonna be tackling some things that I will be referring to and talking about throughout the course. So it may be a module on scheduling, but we're also gonna talk about something like the Big Seven. We're also gonna talk about keeping a practice logbook. So the scheduling module is gonna be all about keeping up with the details of your practice time. All too often, we just land in our practice time, we're like, all right, let's go. It's like you fly in from work and it's like, let's just get down to work. There's a better way to do this. Whenever you're sitting down and we're going to on a vacation, what do? You plan that vacation. Whenever you sit down and you've got a busy week at work, what do? You plan your work week. You make yourself a task list. Why don't we do that with our practice time? So it's gonna be really important that the first step is scheduling, and we're gonna go in depth with that. The second step is something I call my pre-practice ritual, and this is the one that a lot of people miss in my practice time because I don't talk about it because some of them are like, that's a little bit weird, Steven. Remember, the biggest thing that's missing in our practice time, and that's not just me saying it, that's me polling all of you, and that's thousands of answers of you guys telling me by four times the biggest thing was focus. So this practice ritual is built around the topic and the idea of we need to maintain focus. So some of the things that you see me doing and you see me talking about doing are strictly to like laser focus our mind. They're to get that focus there and help us forget the rest of life so that 45 minutes that you have every day, you can plug in and really get the most out of that 45 minutes. So that's gonna be the second module. It's gonna be all about the pre-practice ritual. We're gonna talk about some other things like the distracted mind in there. We're gonna talk about a lot of different things and how they play into our practice time. The third module is gonna be all about your warm-up, okay? A warm-up, yes, people are like, oh, you need to warm up. And so you go through this thing. I have a really specific step-by-step thing that I do for warming up. I have specific reasons I do that. I'm gonna explain them all. We're going to talk about why I do the warm-ups, what are the three components of a healthy warm-up. We're going to talk about all of those things and how you can begin to ingrain success in your practice time. Now, the cool thing about this practice thing, because as you're going through, you're going to be like, Steven, I don't have 3 hours to do this every day. It's cool. I've built this so that it can expand. So if you have 4 hours to practice and you feel like you can focus that long, then we can do that. If you only have 30 minutes, we can contract this thing and we can make the scheduling and the pre-practice ritual and the warm-up go very quickly so that you can dive into your work time and get there. Now, speaking of work time, that's module four. We're going to be talking about work. That's where we're going to be talking about assembly lines. We're going to be talking about the topics of zoning. We're going to be talking about feedback loops, both positive and negative, although I don't like to call them that. There are other terms for them, and we'll get to that whenever we talk about that. We're going to talk about all about how to ingrain success into your practice time. I'm going to be discussing exactly how to track your progress, how to know when you're done with a topic. What's the correct way to learn a song? people don't understand what the correct way to learn a piece of music is. And I didn't realize that was a skill that was missing for a lot of people because I was taught that early on. And sometimes I forget these things. So it's a good reminder for me as well. And the fifth one is gonna be your cool down. And that's a part of the practice time that is often missed. Many of these are often missed. And all of these, none of these are like make or break your practice time, but all together, they make a powerful team to where you can just kill your practice time. I was watching this will age me. I was watching Thundercats with my kids the other day. And so like Thundercats or Voltron, where all of them go together to make this like huge robot that is awesome, or Power Rangers or what, you know, you gotta be a kid again. Come on, Captain Planet, some of you are thinking about that. By our powers combined, that's the deal. With these five modules and these five components, it makes for a really powerful practice time. Now, with every module, you are going to get what I told you. You're going to get an audio download. You're going to get a video download. You're going to get an audio stream. You're going to get a video stream. You're also going to get a written transcript of this that you can just view online or you can download it. Why do I give you all of those options? Because however you want to consume it, that's how I want you to consume it. If you want to download all these videos and watch them on a plane, that's great. I wouldn't want to watch myself on a plane, but if you want to watch this bearded guy on a plane, go ahead and do that. Or if you just want to stream it all, you have that access. If there's ever any lesson resources, those are always going to be below the video so that you can kind of grab those. So whenever we have things like the goal generator, those are always going to be below the video on that page. If you have any problems, you need help, that is why we are here. Christy or myself or someone else are happy to help you. Sometimes it will not be me if it's like, hey, I need to update my payment info, or hey, I need this link or whatever that. But if it's a specific question about practice time or in the comments, I'm going to be the one answering. That is why I do this course the way I do it. I like to be very active in your learning process, and I like to enhance this community. I'm not just here to be like, here's this stuff, go learn. No, man. I want to walk you through it. I want to help you understand this stuff. Now, another thing I've got to draw attention to. Some of these videos, you'll see I have more hair. Some of these videos, I have less hair. Some of these videos, I have hair in other places. Some of these videos, I don't. The reason is because this course was filmed over the course of about a year as I added to it and edited it and over two studios. And so there's a lot of different ways that I'm portrayed, I guess. Don't let that distract you. It's all to make a better course for you. That is the reason that I filmed it the way I did, but I just happened to grow hair in between some of them. Before we get started, I just want to leave on a couple of points, and I know you're ready to dive in, but first of all, practice does not have to consume your life. That is a very important thing for you to understand. In some of these lessons, I'm going to be breaking out exactly what that means. But I just want you to know that if you're stressed out, if you have all this practice guilt, we're going to talk about that. That's a real thing. If you find your life is out of balance, if you find that your time with your kids or your family or your girlfriend or boyfriend are distracted because you're thinking about practice, or your practice is distracted because you're thinking about work, we're going to talk all about how to sort those things out and how to really turn things off. Focus on this and then focus on other things, because there's this cyclical thing, and it's not me. It's a feedback loop within our overall life that has been proven by studies. And that is that your recreational time, your rest time, has just as much to do for how successful your practice time is as the actual content of your practice time, if not more. It's kind of like when you go to the gym to work out, about 10 to 15% of what you do is actually in the gym. The other 85 to 90% is outside of the gym. What do you eat? How much are you sleeping? How much recovery time? All of those things play into your actual fitness. And it's the same way with your practice time. Now, you're gonna be joining the ranks of some of the greats. You're gonna be joining the ranks of like Josh Waitzkin. You've heard me talk about him. He's the one that's world champion in push hands, and he was a world champion chess player. So two-time world champion in two completely different areas. That blows my mind. So you're gonna be joining the ranks of like him. You're gonna be joining the ranks of like Steph Curry, a basketball player. You're gonna be joining the ranks of Michael Phelps, and so many others that I could expound on and talk about that I've studied about, because they all have pre-game routines, they all have game routines, they all have practice routines, they all practice in this very specific way. They're all in different fields, but they are all heavily decorated athletes or intellectuals, if you want to look at the chess realm of things. They're all heavily decorated, and it's not just the realm of sports. It's the realm of creative writing. It's the realm of music. You'll hear me talk time and time again, and I'll give you resources about it's not just me and it's not just athletes. So many creatives use this type of a system to create. They use this type of a time frame. There is a limit to how much they can focus and do. And so just be encouraged. You're joining the ranks of the elite in getting your practice time together in this way. And that's not me just trying to encourage you. I have shelves. I'm looking at them right now. I have shelves of resources that I could give you. And I could point to hundreds of different people that say, no, you see what they did in life? Yeah, that's how their work time looked. That's how their creative time looked. That's their pregame ritual. That's what their practice time looked like. And you'll find that it looks a lot like what we're talking about here. This is not stuff that I pulled off the top of my head. This is stuff that works. It's proven to work. Studies prove it works. Successful way beyond my wildest dreams. People have made this work this way. This is the way the world works. We just need to get in line with it, with the way our brains work, all that stuff. We're gonna talk. I'm excited. Like, I'm talking real fast because I'm excited about it. All right. Comments. I want you to leave comments on every lesson. I want you to just let me know you're there. Maybe you can comment about the lesson. Maybe you have a question. There's a comment section on every page. And I want you to start now by going to the bottom of the page and leaving a comment. It can be something just as simple as, hey, Stephen, I'm here. I'm checked in. I've got a ton going on, but I'm dedicated to getting my practice time better. Maybe you have a question, any of that stuff. Put that down in the comment section, and I'm gonna read all those. Again, I'm so super excited that you decided to dig into your practice time this way. I can't wait to get started. So jump on over to the first lesson here in Module 1, and let's start working through this.